This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
It is the income tax deadline day, unless you filed for an extension. Turns out that is a popular course of action. Now, if you are getting an extension, I am on your side. In a world of just-in-time worker scheduling, we were talking about earlier this week, juggling Little League games, babysitter, bosses sending you urgent action email at like 10:47 at night. But Marketplace's explainer-in-chief, Patty Hirsch, is more hardcore than I and apparently sees a nation of procrastinators here. Hello, Patrick.
Hello, David.
All right, 12 million Americans applying for a tax extension. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a big number. Sounds like a lot.
It's a big number. It's the most we've ever seen here, both numerically and proportionally.
What's driving that?
Well, in a word, laziness.
Laziness.
No, I'm just kidding. Of course, it's actually the web, or at least it has a lot to do with the web. The IRS has made it really easy for extension filers. You know, you can file without even leaving the house now. It's all done online. Used to be that if you wanted to get additional time to file your taxes, you'd have to fill in a bunch of forms and stand in line with everyone else at the post office because you needed that all-important stamp on the envelope to say that you had actually filed the extension paperwork by the end of the deadline day.
Does it make a difference to the U.S. Treasury if people file 6 months late?
Not really. You know, the government really only cares that it gets its money eventually. And it's worth remembering that when you file your extension, you have to estimate how much you owe. So the government's actually going to book that revenue, even though it hasn't actually collected it at that point.
Now, the government's tax collection agency, we know them affectionately as the IRS, sounds as though they have their challenges. The IRS Commissioner John Koskinen recently confirmed that customer service is lousy. What's going on there these days?
Well, you know, the IRS has got a number of issues right now. It's got a lot of political pressure coming from right-wing politicians who are running for office. It's got a recruiting problem. But the biggest issue it has are these budget cuts that have come over the last several years and which have pushed it to lay off around 13,000 employees. And there are more layoffs to come. The lack of staffing means fewer audits, and that means a less robust approach to enforcing compliance with the tax code.
You mean some people might be more inclined to cheat?
Yes, because it's more likely that if you did try to cheat, you'd get away with it. So there's more incentive. I mean, here in the U.S., the IRS said that last year's $350 million budget cut led to $2 billion in taxes left uncollected. And they say if compliance with the tax code slips by just 1%, it could cost the government as much as $30 billion.
Marketplace's explainer-in-chief, Patty Hirsch, thank you.
Thank you, David.